Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
St. Louis, DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Every day, it's just getting over a hump saying that. Like, the distance between before I say that and after is the Grand Canyon. Because before I say it, the show hasn't started and I could still leave. But after I say it, you're like, well, I'm committed now.
When you say you could still leave, do you mean like you feel like no one would notice?
Oh, no, they would notice.
Be like, it's your name's on the show.
No, it's sort of one of those more like, I could leave my family and move to New Zealand. You know, it's like I'm not going to get up and leave. But it's one of those things where you're like, I could.
It's still a possibility.
I could do it. Wheels could stop me if he got his hands on me, but good luck.
Yeah. I'm pretty good first step quickness, though.
I don't know. I'm pretty greasy.
If you get three steps, you probably got me.
Yeah.
First two, I might have a chance.
What is going on? Congratulations to our good friend John Pertzborn. He retired today at Fox 2. Happened to be watching when they did it, and they had a big cake, and everyone came out. I think it's 40 years in St. Louis for John. John's a good friend of the show, good friend of mine, used to be on all the time in the early days of the DGS, which is really kind because there was no reason for him to do it. So well done, my brother, and have a great retirement.
There you go.
That's awesome.
Great.
Congratulations, John.
As we all know, very few people in media get to go out on their own terms. Vanishingly few.
Yeah.
Right?
That's pretty uncommon.
Yeah. Very uncommon. Also, I got bad news for me. I say in the Smart Mouth commercials all the time how I depend on Smart Mouth because I don't go to the dentist enough, and it's an understatement, and I just live in fear. Like, my front tooth is fake, half of it, and it falls out like every 5 years, so I have to go to a dentist. And then they're always like, you know, you could probably use a little work here. And I know it's going to be extensive and I don't want to do it. And on Friday last week, I bit down on something and kind of cracked my far back tooth on the right. And I was just like, you should have seen me. I was beside myself because I'm like, here it is. Now I got to go. But then I has to play. And I'm like, well, you could just die like this. I mean, it's going to be fine. But it's increasingly, like, it's not killing me at all, but I can tell. Like,
is it sharp? You get that little poke? Yeah.
So if there's any dentist out there who would like a celebrity chicken for a patient, let me know.
Celebrity chicken.
I'm going to have to go to one of those places with gas.
But yeah. A lot of them do it.
Whatever.
I mean, a lot of them will do it.
You know?
Yeah. You just ask and, like, yeah, this helps with, you know, whatever. Anxiousness, I don't like this, or whatever. They'd get that. You know, yep.
I'm afraid of what I would say, but less afraid of that than I am being awake.
That kind of gas doesn't do that to you. It's not the same as, like, coming out of anesthesia.
Oh, really? I thought it was worse.
No. I mean, I'm not saying it wouldn't, you know, loosen you up a little bit, but, I mean, keep in mind the whole time while you're loosened up, there's going to be somebody with their hands in your mouth moving things around and doing stuff.
That's hot.
Kind of hard to talk.
Don't tempt me with a good time.
You'll be like, you're like, well, I was going to tell this great big secret, but I can't.
Once again, it's friggin' boiling in this room.
It is hot. I'm already sweating. This is ridiculous.
I don't feel good. It's that temperature. Yeah.
I come in with a little flannel today. That's not going to last.
Yeah. It's tough for a bald man. It's cold out there on a head.
So, now in here, it's like sweaty head.
Yeah, I wore my beanie, and now it's too hot for it.
We've got a big fan in here. And that's just me. No, I'm kidding. We've got a big fan in here behind me. Jeez. If you guys want it.
I'm so glad you said you're kidding. I wouldn't have known what you're talking about.
Yeah.
There's a big fan in here if you guys want it in there. I don't know how disruptive it, I don't think it would be super disruptive to the on-air product if you want to try it on the break.
We'll try it.
You just have a background buzz.
Yeah, it's okay.
But then Andrew's going to be warm.
I'll be fine.
He can open his door.
Yeah, I'll be okay.
We can't open the door.
Sarah Finsky's coming in today at 2 p.m. I've not met her in person. That should be fun.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Be a good interview. Mm-hmm. That's all I had.
All right. Good times. Man, did you mention that it's hot in here?
Man, is it hot in here.
Now I can't think of anything else.
You got a fan in there, Andrew?
Yeah, I got a big fan. And hey, that's just me. Mm-hmm.
I thought this was kind of cool. Women think that this viral Venn diagram is extremely accurate. So we all remember Venn diagrams, right?
All right.
Like all mammals are this and all that are this. Here it is. There are three Venn diagrams. If a man is smart and nice, he's probably a nerd. If he's smart and handsome, he's probably a jerk. If he's handsome and nice, he's probably dumb.
Come on.
I'm trying to imagine the Venn diagram of men agreeing on how women shake out like this.
I was going to say, you do that, it's going to all of a sudden be a controversy.
I mean, it just seems
people can get yelled at.
Silly.
You can't do that.
I could do one, though.
Yeah, what if you're all three?
Yeah, you're smart.
I guess you're just like the catch then, right?
Well, there's only two.
What's that?
No, I guess there are three. Smart, nice, and handsome.
What if you're all three?
Then you're in the middle.
Not that I need to know that, but...
Yeah, I don't know.
So, is that just like automatic win? Like no matter what? Like if you're all three of those, it's no loss.
Yeah, I guess you're like
But what about mean? You could be mean and... Well, you can't be mean and nice, I guess.
Right.
Kind of hard to do that.
I think I'm definitely in the nerd category.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one's that one again?
Smart and nice.
Smart and sexy and cool.
No handsome.
Talented. Yeah.
I don't know. That just seems a broad definition. Well, of course, by definition, all this is. Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
I don't think this is scientific.
Go get me my pocket protector.
Okay, I'm looking at an article about this, Dave.
Yeah.
And it's saying that if you are all three, you're gay. That's what it said. Meaning, like, they're unavailable for women to date.
So, straight guys can't be nice, smart, and handsome.
That's what this silly little meme is saying.
All right.
I thought Rachel was doing a joke.
No, that's pretty funny.
She was like, oh, you dreamed about horses and horses and the ocean? Oh, that means you're gay.
He's like, straight out of the interaction in 40-year-old virgin.
Yeah.
You like Coldplay?
Man, if I had a nickel for every time Rach said that in a day.
So I was like, wow, okay, Rach.
Hey, Rach, I'm going to Emar. You want a soda? No, you're gay.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, getting in with the jokes. All right.
Fine. Speaking of that joke, did you see that Elon used it on Secretary Sean Duffy?
No. I did see that.
They're having a kerfuffle because I guess NASA canceled some of their contracts.
NASA's saying like they're not keeping up. SpaceX isn't keeping up.
And so Sean Duffy made a long... normal post about why they're doing that. And Elon Musk, with more followers than anyone in the world, just posted a meme that said, why are you gay? At least we're serious.
Everyone is 13 years old.
I mean,
everyone in the world is 13 years old.
We've got the press secretary of the White House making your mom jokes to people asking questions. That happened last week.
Didn't see that.
Yeah, there was a question about who did this, and they're like, she goes, your mom.
It was about about Ukraine and Budapest, and it was like who selected that as the location because there's a lot
mom?
Of bloody history.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. She said it in a text, and she was the one who screenshotted it and posted it. So she's very proud of herself with that retort.
It's like, yeah, you're grown-ups. That would have been hilarious, by the way. In seventh grade, we would have really laughed at that. Like, we would have been like,
oh, yeah, he's the king.
Burn!
He's the king.
I do have a question, though.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about this ever since, really since the Your Mom reply. My question is, when are we supposed to be serious?
Apparently never.
Because
it's all about
it
owning
seems
everybody.
Like, if you're president, you don't ever have to be serious. If you're the White House press secretary, you don't have to be serious. If you're Elon Musk, the richest, one of the most influential people on the planet, like, you don't ever have to be serious. So when, why is it that I have to be, I mean, I get that I'm on a very fun show and we get to joke around all day, but there are many, many situations in my life where I have to be professional and I have to be serious.
Yeah.
Why do they get to?
Well, just think about the people covering them. If anybody covering them said anything remotely like those things to them, they'd be banished.
Immediately.
Because they're bullies. I mean, that's what they're doing. So you're going to make your mom jokes, you know, with people that are asking you legitimate professional questions related to your job. But if somebody were to dare be that smart-assy back at you, you'd ban them from the press room. They would immediately be enemy number one.
Don't you think it's just a simple equation of bad taste and power?
Yeah.
That you can have power, but not have sufficient bad taste to dump AI poop on people or say your mom or why are you gay? But if you do have that sort of bad taste and you have all the power, yeah, 2 + 2.
Elon also called Sean Duffy Sean Dummy.
Ooh. Oh, wow. He burned.
That's going to stick.
Sick burn. Mm-hmm. If you're the smartest man in the world, that's all you got.
Rach, you made a point the other day in the office, maybe you can make it again, where you were saying, like, all this stuff, what bothers you most is how not funny they are.
Yeah.
Well, it bothers me when it's like, you just don't like it because you don't have a sense of humor and you don't know what's funny. And it's like, no. I don't think that I'm looking at something that is objectively funny and then choosing to have no sense of humor about it. I think I'm looking at a situation that I wish was handled with competency.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't leave a lot of room for, like, hilarious. Like, I don't care. I actually don't care if the president is funny or not. I would 100% just take someone who kind of nose to the grindstone.
Humorless.
Getting things done. Yeah. I don't need my president or anyone in government, for that matter.
Not what we're looking for.
To make me chuckle.
But also, you know, the people that are always yelling, you don't have a sense of humor. Donald Trump sued Bill Maher for a joke.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I mean, like, you can't be that sensitive and then be the, oh, you guys don't get it. Well, you can be, obviously, when you're in power. You get to say everything matters that I say matters, and if I say it doesn't matter, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Got a message, Nitell. I've never heard that name. Nitelle. Says, Dave, no need for gas at the dentist. They now have this cream which deadens your gums before you even get the shot. My last few shots when getting a tooth filled were painless. Nitell. You don't know who you're dealing with here. Like, I had so much dental work when I was a kid. I have a tiny, tiny mouth, and I had a bunch of teeth pulled, and I had braces forever and retainers, and I had to go to an orthodontist once a month and a dentist once a month. And so as a grown-up, I just made that choice, like, okay, well, I'm just going to not do this as much. And, like, most decisions I made in that bucket, it's come back to bite me on the butt.
Mm-hmm.
Learn from me, kids. It's such a cliche. Like, you hear old people all the time say, save your money and take care of your teeth. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to do either one of those.
You know what's ridiculous is I don't have any anxiety about the dentist, but I haven't been since pre-COVID. I have a dentist appointment tomorrow at 9 a.m. So I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, you can just come and just kind of, like,
my friend Dave.
Yeah, he's just going to do some immersion therapy here, see me go through it, make him feel a little better about his situation. But yeah, I have no excuse other than whenever I was a teenager, my mommy would make my appointments for me.
Yeah.
And I grew up and stopped doing that.
It is so hard to make a doctor's appointment.
It's tough. It's tough.
Why is it so hard?
I think it's weird.
Such a challenge.
Being my age, now watching young people have real lives. Like, my son Nick is 30 and been with the same girl for 6 years. They live together and, you know, planning a life and all this kind of stuff. And it's not so much Nick, it's just more people his age. When you're my age, and when you were that age, you did the same thing. But now it seems like, what are you doing playing house? Get mm-hmm. back in the schoolyard.
Sorry.
Got her.
Sorry, I was
Got
taking her. A deep inhale to ask you a question, and then, like, something went down the wrong pipe.
Something went down the
Too much
pipe.
Air. Too much air.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
His mother and father said, what a lovely
There's your song, Rach.
I love this song. I love this totally unnecessary, weird song that was written for reasons I will never understand about a little boy hating his baby sister.
Stupid sister ruined my whole life.
So good.
Even though I was like 19 when she was born.
She came and she took away all the attention.
That's how Kevin feels about his sister.
No.
When you said I was the only son, I thought I was the only one. It's like the Menendez trial or something. Lots of recommendations for my dental fear. Amy says dental anesthesia center in Clayton. Everything about that sounds good. I also like that ad for Troy Dentistry, the one where the kid's fishing. He's off, you know, deep sea fishing, and then they're doing the dental stuff on him. So,
what?
You haven't seen that one?
I have not.
Yeah, it's like a teenage boy, and he's doing offshore fishing, and then he wakes up, and the dentists are like, how do you feel? He's like, great. And he goes back into his dream.
That's fun.
Yeah. Can listeners, can you hear that fan blowing since we have the heaters full blast in our studio? Let me know in the stream.
I'm going to need a wardrobe change here real quick.
Just take off... Oh, you have a t-shirt underneath.
Yeah, I know. The problem is it's white and I'm sweating through it. So unless you want a wet t-shirt contest.
Man, you in a wet white tee would look total Hoosier.
Dude, I mean.
So scary.
Yeah, scary.
Yes.
You think I'm scary?
Yes.
All right. Let's splash him up. Let's find out.
Splash him up.
Yeah, that sounds this going. Really awful. Don't say it like that.
You're giant. Have a volcanic temper and you're wearing like a white t-shirt and it's all pitted out. That's
it's
terrifying.
Got sleeves on it.
Yeah.
They're not, yeah, that's why you're pitted out.
And they're not rolled up.
They're not going to cover your guns.
No, I mean the t-shirt's got sleeves. It's not like...
Yeah, you can't be pitted out on a tank top.
Well, you kind of can, but it's different. Yeah.
It's Wes says he can't hear the fan.
Good, so. Wes. Thank you.
Good. Thank you, Wes. Appreciate it.
I don't know how to fix that. I'm sorry.
I think I can fix it. I'll fix it on the break.
We hear that a lot.
Yeah, we hear a lot of whining and complaining from the listeners.
Jeez. Gosh. What if they're just trying to be helpful?
They're not.
Hey, just so you guys know.
They're not being
helpful. Just so you guys know, I'm trying to help you out. And Andrew's like, damn it, don't help me out.
They're just whining.
I'm wearing a bracelet today, which I never do.
Yeah, you rarely do. I wear a lot like more a bracelets than you do.
Yeah, I feel like a different person.
How do you feel?
Fancier? I feel like I could take on anything.
Do you feel fancy?
Today. I feel like I should be pointing a lot, showing the bracelet.
Just holding it. Yeah, I get you.
Is it a tennis bracelet?
It's not. It's like a bangle. It's a cute little like clip-on bangle thing.
Imagine the bracelets I would wear if I were a woman.
Would you have like Wonder Woman bracelets?
Oh, yeah. Man, I got enough. Deflecting as a boy, bullets. So. Yeah, I kind of dig jewelry.
So you missed your era then, because like back in the day,
oh yeah,
you know they always had like the wrist things and a bunch of rings and
I had plenty.
Yeah,
I've had plenty of jewelry.
You're not like a ring guy or like a multiple necklace guy.
Well, I kind of am, but I also it's a battle between my fashion sense, which would be more bohemian than what I even dress, and my insecurity of being a douche, because I have crossed that line numerous times in my life. And so every like once a year, I'll shop for rings. Like Dave Cowles, who's in my band, wears turquoise rings, but he's Dave Cowles, and he gets to do that. You know, Jimmy dresses like Jimmy, but he's Jimmy. If I show up with turquoise rings and dress like Jimmy, people are like, what the hell are you doing?
You should wear a pinky ring.
I think you have just as much right to rings as Dave Cowles does.
All right, that's very kind of you.
Just don't do the turquoise because he's already doing that.
That's right. I'll go emerald.
Turquoise Brothers.
Baby, won't you walk with me? Welcome back, DGS. I think this is the very first song, and I was little, like five, that I heard, and I like knew it was a rocker. Mm. I didn't know what that meant. Like I like just the only music I'd heard was my mom and dad's, you know, like big band and stuff like that. And then I got this album and listened to this song, and I was just like, wow, this is doing something funny to me. Love that song.
All of a sudden, I started doing the twist.
Yeah. No, it just like, isn't that funny how like you just know, like something just hits you and you're like, wow.
Yeah. Especially like with little kids and music like that. Like there, I'm sure lots of musicians have stories just like that where it's like, yep, I heard this song and kind of everything changed at that point.
We, as I told you, are doing a deal with our friends over at Bissinger's for the 25th anniversary and for Operation Food Search. And what they're doing is they put together 7 of my favorite truffles. And they're going to be coming out sometime mid-November in a little sleeve that'll be like, you know, Dave's Picks or 25th anniversary, what have you. And every penny of it, courtesy of Bissinger's, is going to go to Operation Food Search. Isn't that kind?
So cool.
So kind. Here's what we picked out. Milk chocolate peanut butter, dark chocolate raspberry, white Russian, milk chocolate Swiss, milk tiramisu, pecan caramel, and dark sea salt caramel. Not bad.
Oh, no. Now I have to go to Bissinger's.
Yeah.
What a shame.
Darn it.
Bissinger's is dangerous, though.
Dude.
Like, you're going in for one thing, and you're not leaving with that one thing. You're going to leave with a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. If you go to the, I mean, you can, if you go to the location on the hill, they have like the like broken up candy where you can get a big bag of it for like a couple of bucks.
Yeah. They call it the Oops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
It's pretty cool. Nice place.
I did not know about that.
Mm-hmm.
Oops.
I wonder if this bothers other people. We talk about TikTok and stuff a lot. I found this psychologist and her name was like, you know, Dr. Something, PhD, and she was talking about early childhood trauma and, you know, the kind of things it can lead to. And I watched maybe a dozen of her videos. I didn't like her, you know, but
engaging.
It was feeding me a lot. And then this morning she comes on and she's doing a dance, like a sexy dance in her kitchen. And I'm like, are you even a doctor? I mean, I guess psychologists can dance in their kitchens, but you know what I mean? It's like, oh, I was taking you seriously. Now, as I say this, I sound terrible because it's like you have to stay in your lane, but you can't do both.
Go ahead, Wheels.
I think it just depends on like what you're doing, right? Like, might be best if you're, I don't know, a counselor or a doctor or somebody like that to maybe focus on that, if that's what you're doing. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree, Wheels. I would never begrudge like an in-real life therapist from having a social media account and kind of posting whatever they would like
right.
But if you're marketing yourself as like, hey, you should listen to me because I'm a mental health professional, I think it's just good business practice to this is the perfect example of when you probably should stay in your lane. If you just want people to take your mental health advice seriously. There's nothing wrong with dancing on TikTok. It's just, it was probably a little jarring for you to witness.
Yeah. Also, being very hypocritical because of how much advertising I do, I saw this kid, this young black kid, not, you know, 30s, who talks about atheism and agnosticism and religion. It's really interesting. Like, he has a different take on it, and I watched everything he did. And then the last one I saw, he was selling, like, beet juice. And again, like, very hypocritical of me, but I was just like, oh, okay. I was just disappointed in that.
Mm. Was the beet juice, did it look good?
No.
That beet was juice, the worst part.
Beet juice sounds terrible.
Yeah, beet juice does sound awful.
Beets anything sounds terrible.
I kind of like a beet salad now and then.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. No thanks.
I was a little surprised, speaking of TikTok, I think that what's going on, like with the SNAP benefits, welfare in general, entitlements, I think they're fair game. I think that that is a perfectly valid political discussion to have. I think we have too many people with entitlements and we're spending too much. I think this, I think that, I think all those things are valid. But I was just personally a little taken aback by how many videos I saw last night of people being very mean, you know, like kind of this go get a job. No one needs to be on SNAP. No one needs benefits. I pulled myself up by my bootstraps. You and your five kids who don't have fathers. Like, it was really like, wow. I was a little surprised.
Hmm.
Should I not be surprised?
Yeah, I just want to know if those people have the same energy for all the huge corporations and billionaires that want more tax breaks. Why do you need more? Why do you need to subsidize your very successful business with my tax money? I mean, I'm okay with that energy, but let's have that energy across the board. Let's not be like, well, if you're an individual and you're struggling and you need some help, that's fine. But if you're a bank, we'll bail you out. If you're an automotive company, if you're a really rich guy and you just want better taxes, that's fine.
I think people should be very careful when they say things like that online, because As we've went over many times with our friends at Operation Food Search, who deal with food insecurity, that's their whole thing. It could happen to any of us. None of us are morally superior somehow or incapable of losing our jobs, losing our homes, being hungry, having a hard time feeding our kids. That's not a moral failing. And it's ridiculous to paint with a broad brush and say no one should ever need these benefits. I mean, I hope you never fall on hard times. And I hope if you do fall on hard times, people are a lot more compassionate with you than you're being with others.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, I just saw this yesterday. I put it on the rundown. So there are lines a block long because federal workers need to go to food banks because they haven't gotten paid in 3 or 4 weeks. And that illustrates the point that we hear all the time when we do Operation Food Search. A lot of people are like one missed paycheck away from not having food. A lot of people. And these are people that want to be at work, but are not at work because of political nonsense. Because we have to own our opponents. We can't make a deal for the good of the people that are running the country, that are actually doing the day-to-day work. So those people are in lines at food banks, which is further stressing food banks that already have a lot of clients that needed it before that. And we're going to sit here and be mean about it. I saw a lot of people, I don't know how many of them were real. It felt like a lot of them were staged. The people who were farmers that, you know, wanted to vote for tariffs and now they hate it because the tariffs are killing them. Well, you know, maybe have the same empathy for others that you want now when you're in trouble. Because there's a reason why, you know, we've gotten into this point is we're all voting. Well, I don't know. We're voting for weird reasons. We're not voting in self-interest. We're just voting because feelings. Somebody made me feel a certain way. I don't care who that is. They make me feel a certain way rather than voting on like policy and ideas and how do we make things better for everybody as opposed to how do I win? You don't win when half of your fellow countrymen lose or when a large percentage lose. You don't win when all of these federal workers have to be in a line for food at a food bank because they haven't gotten paid in a month and it doesn't look like they're going to get paid anytime soon. I mean, we need to have the same energy for all of these things and for the people that are powerful and wealthy who won't do a damn thing about it to fix it.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't benefit them. They're selfish. And they play these games for selfish reasons. And then we're like, well, yeah, of course they are. It's just business. Well, why isn't it just business when it's someone else?
Yeah. Since I've been in a position to help people, which I always have not, I always try to be overly generous because, like, for example, here downtown, we have lots of homeless people, and most of the time I'll give them money, and most of the time I'll give them a fairly substantial amount because my brother was homeless.
Right.
He was homeless for about 6 months, and we didn't know that until after his death. He had filed a workman's comp claim, and they did a deposition, and he talked about that and how he lived on, you know, $5 a day, as much hamburger and white bread as he could eat. And knowing that my brother was out there, though everyone you see out there could be someone's brother, there's someone's son, maybe someone's dad.
Yeah.
Not that I'm some great person, just to illustrate the point that when people say to me, and they do, oh, you're a fool. They're just going to use that on drugs or alcohol or something. It's a fair point, and it's a valid position to take. I've just always decided, like, well, I don't know. So I'm going to err on the side of someone's out there on a sidewalk, right? $20 could change their day. So if they're going to go use it on drugs or alcohol, and that's the way they want to change their day, okay. But it's just hard. I don't know.
Well, it's right now, essentially, it's one or the other, right? It's either that or nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, and nothing's not going to help that person either. And I, you know, it's harder because sometimes it's better if it works. You know, you're like, I've had a few times where I'm like, I'm not giving you money, but I'll buy you something to eat. I see you I've seen you do that multiple times.
Yeah.
And that's, but it's not always possible.
Remember that guy ordered $44 worth of chicken tenders? I didn't know you could do that at KFC.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. You took me on that one pretty good.
Yeah. But hey, at least it's food, though.
Yeah, at least it's food. Ow! If you want our love to last. Back, DGS 149.
Wheels, you skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
See that nosebleed seats are $4,000 for the World Series?
Yeah, well, I mean, you've got two huge cities, a lot of money in Toronto, a lot of money. I'm not even talking about payroll. I'm just talking about people living there. You got two huge cities, and obviously L.A. is always going to be in demand because of the population, and they're just big show. But Toronto, man, they've got a whole country, a whole-ass country watching them, and there's going to be a lot of demand. I mean, they haven't been in the World Series in 30 years. So, you know, good for them.
Did they win 30 years ago?
Yeah, they did. They won back-to-back 92-93.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, now yeah. I remember. Okay, yes, the back-to-back.
That's the last there. That's the one of the. I think
you remembered that.
There's a Drake song. That yep. referenced
oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's a.
I was gonna say
Jays
I had no idea about that.
Yeah. Yeah, there's the Joe Carter. Remember the Joe Carter home run? Hit the home run in the World Series off the Phillies. It was the walk-off like World Series ender. He's like running around the bases. That was a pretty good team, those Blue Jays teams.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys see that? No shade. I don't want to judge, but Suzanne Summers' husband has made an AI version of her so that she can commune with him, her family, and her fans. And he says he's been working on it for a year, and it is indistinguishable from his wife. She looks exactly like her. She says all the things. I guess they uploaded like everything she'd ever been in and everything she'd ever said. Thoughts?
I think if Suzanne Summers were here, it might be a little hurtful to hear. You can't tell the difference between me and the robot me.
Good point.
I mean, but at the same time, I don't, like you said, Dave, I don't want to be too judgmental because everyone handles grief differently and some folks are going to have a really hard time moving on. I understand why this would provide comfort for some people. I just wonder how healthy it is to dwell for this long after someone is, like, to try to keep holding on to the actual person instead of trying to make peace and just reflect on the wonderful memories and live your current life.
Evidently, I just read an article. It's going to make people wonder what I do in my spare time, but about morticians, that the wave of the next, you know, generation will be that you can go to a tombstone. Now they have like QR codes where you can like hit it and it'll say like, oh, this is Dave Glover and he blah, blah, blah. But it will have that feature just like Suzanne Summers, where you can go visit your mom or dad at a gravestone or wherever it happens to be, maybe in your home, and just commune with them. Like holographic, you know, like Prince going on tour and that kind of thing. There's your holographic dad sitting in his same chair talking to you about the new Cardinal season.
You know what it would be like? Because it's not them. So it would be like, hey, I write fan letters to Dave Glover every week and he always responds. It's not actually him. It's his producer, Andrew. But I always get a response. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
not the real thing.
You're getting something out of it, but you're not getting the thing you really want out of it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a bad example, but.
Man, the things we're going to see before we die. It's going to be crazy.
Like, I don't have an issue with the idea that eventually something like that could be a memorial. Because think about it. you know, 100 years ago, people would have thought it was weird. They had video of dead family member, and you could just watch video of the past. People would have thought, oh, my God, I don't know. That's kind of jarring. So we'll get past that. But I think it's a little weird to try to make the AI version and maybe make it public. Because he said, yes, for fans to interact. Well, that's weird. It almost makes it seem like you're trying to some way monetize it.
Yes.
Which maybe they're not. Maybe it'll be free and you just, you know, Suzanne Summers AI chatbot or whatever. But I don't know. There's something odd about making it a public thing as opposed to some kind of private memorial like you're describing.
Now, apparently this was Suzanne Summers' idea. And now I'm remembering, was it her or Barbara Streisand that had like all the cloned dogs? Kind
I think
of a
that
similar.
Was Barbara.
Okay. All right. Disregard.
Yeah, that would have been ironic, wouldn't it? Yeah. Andrew, if God forbid you lost Megan and someone offered you an AI version of her just to be with you all the time, would you want it?
Yeah, probably. You know, I don't know if that's healthy, but maybe. Yeah, you know, I'd consider it at least.
Like choose your pain kind
Why,
of thing.
Why, is there something I don't know?
No, Suzanne Summers' husband has created one of her.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we're just discussing the various...
It would really depend, I guess, on how accurate it is, right? Like, I don't want ChatGPT with my wife's voice. You know what I mean? That's not something that I'd be interested in.
What more could it be?
I don't know.
See, this is the thing that's harder for a regular person as opposed to a famous person, right? Because with Suzanne Summers, you have how many TV shows and movies that she was in. You can put in all of her mannerisms, all of the different voices that she, you know, her at different ages.
Is she
dead? She's written a couple years ago.
Oh, I don't know.
She wrote all kinds of books, so you can put all of that material into this too. Like the average person doesn't have that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're going to have some video, right? Some home videos, maybe. I don't know how many audio recordings do normal people have of themselves. It's a lot more challenging to recreate that. Now, with someone with a wide body of like digital work, visual and audio, that makes it maybe a little more real, or can make it the opportunity to make it more real.
Real quick, we only have 30 seconds. Would you want that done of you?
No, I would not.
Don't care, but like if you did it, it's fine.
It made her happy, I guess.
I'll be dead, so.
Yeah, I mean, not to be morbid about it, but I feel much the same way that Kevin does. I mean, I won't be around to have a problem with it.
So not your call.
Don't do something weird with it, right?
If it makes her happy, do something weird with it. I'd rather you do something weird with it.
Oh, no, I mean, like, don't turn me into a, I don't know, Twilight fan or something.
Yeah, I want to be the voice of the, like, McDonald's and Taco Bell drive-through AIs. That's what I want. Do something weird. Make it interesting.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.